Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, first of all, I would like to convey my sympathy of the African group to the government and people of Japan following the tragic death of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. President, on behalf of the African group and other co-sponsoring countries, I have the honor to present to the Council the resolution entitled Technical Assistance and Capacity Building in the Field of Human Rights in Libya in document L23, which has enjoyed the backing and co-sponsoring of many countries. I wish to express our thanks to all delegations who assisted us in drafting this resolution through their constructive engagement in the informal consultation. The consultation is based on the previous Council resolutions 34/45 and 25/48, and is a short technical resolution allowing for a final renewal of the mandate of the fact-finding mission for only 9 months. We believe that the FFM has been given the adequate time frame to conclude its mandate and to present its final report to the Council in the 52nd session. Mr. President, this resolution emphasizes on the notion of national ownership, and as it was drafted with the participation and full cooperation of the state concerned. It calls for the extension of the mandate of the FFM and aims to contribute to further strengthening the rule of law and human rights through fighting impunity. This resolution sends a clear message from Libya as the state concerned that it respects its international obligations and is committed to address any alleged violations of human rights. The resolution also underlines the centrality of technical assistance and capacity building by calling upon the United Nations through this Council and the OHCHR to intensify the technical assistance provided to Libya, aiming at enabling its national institutions to assume its responsibilities in promoting and protecting human rights according to Libya's needs and priorities. Mr. President, the core group and the state concerned have engaged with other delegations, and we believe this resolution has considered the views and comments of all, and the core group wish to thank all countries who co-sponsored the resolution, and we call upon the Council to adopt this resolution by consensus. Thank you, Mr. President.